on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
And it's time to talk to Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, taking care of the animals at the zoo. And I keep saying this for people that don't realize. People say, we got a zoo. That's nice. You'd be surprised how many cities would love to have a zoo, and they can't have them. And Racine is not a huge city to have one. Usually you find them in places like Milwaukee, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Diego's got a very famous one. We're very fortunate to have one because we're not a giant-sized city. We're like the fifth largest city in Wisconsin, and we have one.
That is correct, and an accredited one to boot.
Now, what does that mean?
So accreditation is with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. There's rigorous standards for animal care, vet care, your memberships, how you do donations, your sponsorships, everything from cleaning to grounds. And there's every 5 years, every zoo and aquarium that's accredited goes through reaccreditation. And inspectors come out, take a look all the way around your stuff. And then when you become reaccredited, you're at that gold standard of care at a zoo or aquarium. So of the places that hold animals, right now there are 241 accredited zoos and aquariums, and we are one of those. So pretty super cool.
It's sort of like having an FCC inspection. When the Federal Communications Commission comes in, surprise, we're here. I had to give two tours to the FCC commissioners years ago. They're not very friendly. They come in with a clipboard. Show me where this is. Okay, where's this?
Ours are friendlier inspectors than that, but yes, they do have a clipboard. You've got to follow the rules.
I see. And then you wait for the fines. We never got them.
Yes, of
course. But it's just, we always passed. But right. They come in because they got like 20 radio stations to do, and they want to, it's a tedious job. And I just show them where it is. I don't offer any information. I just show them, thank you very much. And they move on. Okay, let's talk about our zoo. We've got now admission for the zoo. Let's talk about the hours. And then we'll talk about the special events.
So we're currently open from 10 in the morning until 5. Last admission is at 4:30. It is $11 for adults, $10 for seniors. Children is $9, ages 3 to 15. And age 2 and younger is always free at the zoo.
And do you have to have an alarm clock for the animals? All right, they're coming in. Everybody wake up. Wake up.
Well, my staff gets there at 7 in the morning. They're wide awake by the time we open at 10 o'clock, yes.
And it is a fun day. Now, if you do what I did, my wife, for Christmas, got us the
membership, yeah.
Not to see the animals, to walk and get some exercise.
We have a lot of people that get membership just to walk or just to come in and play on our playground.
I used to make fun of the mall walkers. Remember the old people used to come into the mall and just walk? Now I'm one of them, except there's no mall anymore.
So you just do it outside.
Got to do it at the zoo. Yeah, I love it. Okay. Now, in addition to the regular zoo activities, you guys have a lot of special events coming up. And let's start with Sunday, August 7th. Is that this Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, August 17th. It's like August 14th today. My goodness. All right, August 17th, what do we have?
It is our 29th. Annual car, truck, and bike show. So it's very exciting. We'll have around 2,000 people show up on that day, about 300 to a little bit more cars, trucks, and motorcycles will come in, and people register their vehicles. Now you can only register on the online registration close at midnight this midnight, just a few hours ago. And but you can still register your car the morning of. People will line up on Michigan. All the cars, trucks, and bikes will line up on Michigan and Gould. And then we will open those gates at 8 in the morning for the cars to come in. They park in various spaces. We've got parkers that are out there. There's a great group of volunteers that come and help park all the cars. And it's super, super fun. And there are people that have been there all 29 years, which I love. And then there's over 75 different awards that are given out. And we do awards at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. From 4 to 4:30 is when we have the awards going on. And it's just a really great day. You got people coming in. And it's $5. No matter what your age is, 2 and younger is always free, but 3 and older is only $5 to get into the zoo on car show. So you can come and see the animals, then see the cars, come for the cars, then go see the animals. We've got a DJ playing, music down in the amphitheater, and it's just a super great day. And it's because people love to show off their cars, which I think is super fun. And it's just, you got to come out. People, again, have tried and true event, 29 years. It's pretty good. You got to come out and see them.
And so far, the weather for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 83.
I'm excited for that weather. My fingers crossed, man.
I never put a bet down.
I know.
Until I see the sunrise that morning.
I track weather by the hour every day.
Oh, that'll drive you nuts doing that.
I have to. There's a few of us at the zoo that do that every day by the hour.
Now, how is Main Street doing? I know it's closed. It's open. It's closed. We're pouring concrete. Now we're doing this. The mafia buried some dead bodies in there. We got to dig them up. No.
Yeah, so Main Street right now is from Gould to Augusta is completed, but it still says road closed. You're not supposed to drive on that section. So it's really Augusta North to Melvin that is currently you can't drive on it, so I don't know how they're doing, but it's a state project in cooperation with the city. So I know from Augusta up, there's still construction going on. It's not supposed to end until, I think the project is supposed to end middle of October.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2027.
No, this year at least.
Now, where is parking?
So you park on the streets. So the problem is we did lose that parking between Gould and Augusta right now. But there is the parking lot that we have over on Wisconsin off of Walton. So there's that parking lot. Otherwise, there's parking on Gould Street and there's parking on Michigan from south of like where my office is, which is the corner of Gould and Michigan all the way down that way. But they're also sharing parking with all of the people going to the beach. And it's been beach weather for darn sure. So, but that's, people always find a way, or they're out on the side streets, or they're up on a north of the zoo on Michigan and Augusta going north. So people find a way to get out there.
Let's talk about summer ending, the final Animals Crackers concert. I always feel bad when I get the final concert of the summer.
I know.
All right, let's talk about Animal Crackers.
It makes me a little sad to have that last concert happening, but it is super, super fun. It's called Special EFX All-Stars, and there are six different artists that will be playing that evening. And it's the gates open at 5:30, so the usual. The concert starts at 7, goes till 9. You have different food vendors, so we've got Roma Lodge, we've got O&H, we've got the zoo. For that, we've got a full bar for people for whether they want a bottle of wine or whether they want a vodka club soda. It doesn't matter. We can take care of everybody there. We'll probably be about 1,500 to 1,700 people, maybe closer to 2,000 on that last concert. And then we end with a drone show. So after the concert is all over, about 9:15, the drone show will start because they play till about 9.
I would love to know how they do that. You look in the sky and it looks fake, but it's real.
It's real.
I don't know how they do that with all those drones in sync.
I'm super excited because I saw the draft already, so I'm very, very excited for the drone show. But it's just a fun way to.
Yeah.
It really is kind of that end of the summer though for us, even though we have still tons of events that happen after the 20th, but. Super, super fun. Tickets are selling rapidly. Mm-hmm. That's also at the concert. We sell season tickets for 2026. So people want to come to that because there's a special, but you can only buy it at the concert, that last concert. So people have to come if they want to get the special. And we've already got two of our artists for 2026. And hopefully on the 20th, I'll be able to announce the third. I can't guarantee I can announce the fourth.
And that's coming up Wednesday, August
20th. Wednesday, August 20th. Yes, that's less than a week away.
Zoorific Saturday, reptiles and amphibians.
Absolutely. So this is a value-added event for folks when they come in. We have our different keepers that's their specialty. So they'll be at a booth. They'll be talking to the kids and the families. There's some crafts. There's some games. There's activities that are happening. And it's just a great way for people to understand that reptiles and amphibians are not scary. There's a lot of people that don't like snakes, and so we try to put those myths aside and the primary caregivers for those particular...
I'm getting itchy just talking about snakes
and stuff. So the primary caregivers for those particular animals will be out talking to the public. And it's just just another value-added day. We like to have a lot of activities happening at the zoo for those that are coming in. So once they're inside, they get to participate in all of that.
This young lady was walking down, this is years ago, during the 4th of July parade, walking down Main Street with this giant white snake around her neck. Hmm. It was huge. And my wife said, can I hold the snake? She put it around my wife's neck. Mm. Whoa. But it was huge. She wore it around her neck walking down the street.
Right.
This is hard for me to say. I'm going to try it, though. World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday.
Oh, you got it.
That's like Sally Shells, sell shells down by the seashore,
yes.
Something like that.
Well, we used to have World Wine Wednesdays, and then we had Roar and Pours. We're out of dates because we have so much activity that happens at the zoo in the summer, so we combine them. So it's wine tasting and beer tasting. It's on Wednesday, August 27th from 6 to 8. We have all the wines and the beers that we're going to be pouring that night are listed on our website. So racinezoo.org, go to the top row, do the event tab, do the drop down to World War Wine Pour Wednesday, and you will find all the beer that we're serving and all the wine that we're serving. Red Onion does the hand-passed appetizers that night. So they're really, really good. They pair that food up with what we're going to be having. And it's just a nice way to have a happy hour on hump day on a Wednesday. So it's the last one of the season. It's kind of like
another last one.
It makes me so sad. But that's the last one for this particular year.
Okay,
so
that's called World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday.
That is correct.
And it's coming up August 27th.
That is correct.
What's the zoo debut?
Zoo debut is our annual Black Tie Gala. And this year it is on Saturday, September 6th. It tends to be the Saturday after Labor Day, and this year's theme is Tropical Soiree. So I'm envisioning lots of bright colors, florals, flamingos, things like that is my guess is what the attire will be for most of the people. It starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes until 11 o'clock at night. The band will be Cold Sweat and the Brew City Horns. They played last year. They were phenomenal. There's a live auction. There's a silent auction. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. It is going to be super, super fun. The silent auction, people will be able to bid on those items even if they're not at the event. So we'll open that on Wednesday before the 6th, and then people can bid on that. We've got lots of great donors that are already giving us wonderful things for us to auction off, both in the live and the silent. So you're going to have to keep in tune for all of those. It's really going to be a great fundraiser for us. We raise a lot of money, stays right at the zoo for our animal care, well-being, vet care, everything. I just love Zoo Debut. It's going to be so fun, and everyone's talking about it. Ticket sales are still open. Get your tickets, book a table, book just for you and a significant other or you and a friend, and come on out. It's really, I think it's just a great way for people to show how much they care about the zoo, and I love Zoo Debut. So get your tickets, Don. You should come with your wife.
You know what? I'm watching you do all this. You don't have any notes. Oh, you do? Your phone's there.
I know, but I'm not looking at my phone because I'm looking at you.
How is she memorizing all this? I have papers everywhere. I can't memorize.
Steel trap here, Don.
I have the call letters here in case I forget what they are. Okay, now, I hate to say this, folks, but we're going to go to October Jack-O-Lantern Nights. We're talking about Halloween already.
We are. Well, we're already planning, we're setting it up in mid-September. So Jack-O-Lantern Nights, this will be our fourth year, but we are going with a different company for the pumpkins and the displays this year. They're also out of the East Coast, but oh my gosh, I am super excited because we have more themed, staged vignettes is kind of more, it's not just a pumpkin on a stick, it's vignettes throughout the whole walking path of that. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's super fun. People love it. It's a great way to kind of have a safe Halloween activity. We open up on Thursday, October 2nd. It goes through Friday, October 31st. It is from 6 to 10 p.m. every Thursday through Sunday. We've already got a lot of sponsors that are have signed on for this event again. We can always take more sponsors. We're really kind to our sponsors and give them a lot of perks for supporting the zoo. So it's something to do. It's $10 for everyone age 3 and up. 2 and younger, as we always say, is free at the zoo. It's a great walking path, nice and easy. And I hate to think about Halloween already too, but we are here and it is less than a month and I'm setting up for Halloween. So I got to start talking about it.
About 2 months ago, I'm talking about what we're going to give out this year for Halloween candy. Oh. Because, right. Well, because I don't want to get like the Three Musketeers bars because I wind up eating them. I want to get something I don't like.
And what do you think that's going to be
this year? Well, I know I like them. Welch's makes these little fruit gummy things in packages. And kids liked them last year. They only want that. I gave them a choice. And I want the Welch. So we're going to get that this year.
Okay, very good.
So for years, I bought this mask many, many, many years ago for a party I had to go to. And it's a really scary mask. And so I started bringing the candy out on my porch in the mask. And one day a little girl was so frightened, she started backing up and she almost fell down the steps. And I said, that's it. I can't do this anymore. She screamed. So you can't see it on the radio, but that's the mask.
Oh, that is scary.
And she backed up and she almost fell off the bush. She was, and I had a quick take it off.
Yeah, you don't need some kid falling off your steps.
Yeah, and so I got rid of it. But that was the mask I used for Halloween.
Okay.
I used to love trick-or-treating in my neighborhood.
Remember, you'd take a pillowcase. Back in my day, you'd take a pillowcase, and that was your bag.
And when I went trick-or-treating, it was from the minute you wake up to the minute nobody would give you any more candy around 11 o'clock at night. You did it all day. There was no, 2 hours here. It was, all day long, and I think the candy's a lot better now. We had a guy in our block who worked for Nabisco, and he used to get all the expired cookie boxes. And what's expired? Who cares? They're Oreo cookies. And I remember looking in his living room and he just had cases all over the place that were expired cookies. And we used to go there a couple of times during the day because it's the same clown outfit everybody wore. Same hobos came to his door. It was great. And we had this big mound of stuff between my brother and I in the living room. Then my mother ran out. She started taking our candy and giving it out. But she didn't give out those horrible little, those taffies that were orange and black, the really terrible thing. She didn't give those out. She gave away the Three Musketeers, the Milky Ways, the Baby Ruth. She gave all the good stuff away. She goes, well, you want kids to have the good stuff. Yeah, that's why I have them.
Oh, shoot.
And you got the lady who dropped an apple in your bag. It went right through and some lady gave out, here's 2 pennies. What am I going to do with 2 pennies? And she gave away one lady gave out popcorn. She took a handful of popcorn and threw it in your bag. What am I going to do with that?
Not even a popcorn ball, popcorn in a bag?
No, not even a bag. It just, she took a hand. Here's a handful for you. And you just, your dirty hands you didn't wash. There was popcorn everywhere. Okay, let's talk about something else, though, that, we got one. We talked about the zoo, jack-o'-lantern nights.
Yes.
Let's talk about the main reason people go to the zoo. They want to see the animals. Mm-hmm. You have how many animals? You have that big animal castle there. Mm-hmm. Who's housed in that?
So that was built in 1936, so that is a very old building. So we have our white-handed gibbon. We have our spider monkeys. We have our orangutans. We have Missy, our sloth. We have the inside lion exhibit is in there. We have our fusa. We have
what's a fusa?
A fusa is a mammal that lives in Madagascar. You can see it from all the movies that the kids do, and it can walk straight down a tree. That's it's pretty interesting. I like the fusa. Then Cape porcupines. We have a parrot in there. We've got our emperor tamarins. And then in the basement of that is where all of our animal ambassadors are housed.
Note the way Beth said it. Orangutans, not orangutans.
There's no G at the end.
They always say, I saw an orangutan. No, you saw orangutan.
That is correct.
Is what you saw.
That is correct.
I'm glad you corrected that. Now, outside the big castle, you've got the kangaroos. I love.
And Walkabout Creek.
I'm still in awe of how big those things are.
Yeah, we just got those 2 new red kangaroos that are in there. We did a press release a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So they're in there hanging out, and they're, that's super cool. I think people forget when they're down there that the animals can go wherever they want, but you, as the guest, are staying on the pathway. And someone said, the animal just jumped across and thought that they couldn't jump across. So we had to, explain that's fine that the animal crossed your path. You stay on it. And it's a great opportunity. We also have our tawny frogmouth down there, too.
It's the illusion of freedom. That's what I used to say. We have a dog that comes every Friday, and she could run around the backyard, not on a leash, because it's all fenced in. And I said, it's the illusion of freedom.
Mm.
Same thing when I had parakeets. They can fly around the house. The illusion of freedom. We give them Limited freedom. Let's talk about the, okay, so we got the car, truck, and bike show.
Yep, that's which coming is Sunday.
This Sunday.
This Sunday, the 17th.
Hours?
10. Well, the zoo's open from 10 to 5. The guests will come in at 10. The car people come in at 8. And then the last time to come in is at 4:30 in the afternoon. Awards are at 4 o'clock. And the cars start to leave about 4:31 as soon as we're done with awards because they got to get their cars back to their garages.
The final Animal Crackers concert coming up Wednesday, August 20th. Zoorific Saturday. The Reptiles and Amphibians on Saturday, August 23rd. Then you've got, I want to say this right, the World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday.
Yay,
it's coming
Don.
Up on Wednesday, August
27th.
I am an announcer. I can do it. Wednesday, August 27th. You got the zoo debut, a nice black tie event. Yeah. Big fundraiser coming up Saturday
September 6th. Get your tickets.
And Jack-O-Lantern Nights all start October 2nd and run right through Halloween night. Now, all this is on your website.
It is.
And what's
it
the
is.
Website?
RacineZoo.org. And at the top of the bar, to get anything for the events, you're going to go to the event tab and do the drop down. You'll see all the, pick the ones you want. You'll see the ones that are coming up even after October starts, and then you can buy your tickets.
And you say, oh, Don, I missed what Beth said at the beginning. I wish I can hear it again. Well, you can, because it'll be podcast by tomorrow morning, probably by tonight, but definitely by tomorrow morning. Just go to WRJN.com or wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be there.
Thank you so much,
no,
Don.
No, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I love hearing about it. I'm like the Dr. Doolittle of... I love to talk to the animals. They look at me funny, but I like to talk to them anyway.
Well, they appreciate you walking around the zoo when you come forth using your wonderful membership.
No, the Arctic foxes.
Oh, I love them.
I want them.
Echo
I want to take
Luna.
Them home with me. Every time we walk, I get a look. You know, I used to get a look. You know, just, what are you doing here? we live here. What are you doing in our house?
Exactly.
All right. Thank
it's
you,
all good. Thank you.